那我们把时间交给伊维里长老。
Now,
Good morning.
早上好。
Since the beginning of 2024, I've been preaching a long series on the Holy Spirit.
自从2024年年初，我就开始给大家讲一个很长的系列。
This important series is still ongoing and has not yet complete.
这关于圣灵的系列呢，还没有完全。
However, for the past 6 months, I feel that God has placed other messages upon my heart.
但是过去六个月呢，我有感动神把新的信息加到我的心里。
Not wanting to quench the Holy Spirit and let His inspiration fade away, I temporarily set aside the Holy Spirit sermon series for the third time and preach a standalone message instead.
因为我不想消灭圣灵的感动，也不想让这些灵感消失，所以呢，我就第三次把这个圣灵的系列放下，讲一个新的话题。
Today's sermon title is Litmus Test of the Human Heart.
今天讲到的题目是人心的考验。
Before we begin, I want you to have a general idea of what today's sermon is about. So let us take a look at the sermon outline.
在开始之前，我给大家看一下今天讲到的大纲。
It start with an introduction, what the title means.
先开始引言，标题的含义。
What is the heart?
什么是心？
The importance of the heart.
心的重要性。
The God who searches, tests, and refines our heart.
神是鉴察、试验、炼净人心的神。
I'm not seeing the last line. Okay. Litmus test for the kings of Israel.
以及以色列驻君王的试炼的时刻。
Number six, comparing the sinfulness of Saul and David.
第六项是扫罗与大卫罪性的对比。
Two responses when we fail the test.
第七是试炼失败以后的两种反应。
What are the lessons for us?
第八个是我们的给我们的提醒。
God looks for people after His own heart.
第九点是神寻找他适合他心意的人。
Finally, we will have a conclusion.
最后是我们的结论。
Let's start. Have you ever been surprised by someone's true color being revealed when they were placed under pressure? Maybe you thought you know the person well.Until a crisis, a conflict, or a temptation exposed what was really inside.
你有没有当某人突然真正的显示他的真面目的时候感到震惊呢？也许你以为自己很了解他，但是当这个人面对压力、试炼、冲突的时候，他内心的本质才真正的显露出来。
A simple illustration: A brother and sister were raised in a Christian home in China.
就是说有一对兄妹是在中国大陆基督教的家庭里长大的。
After immigrating to the United States, they opened a Chinese restaurant together. Business prospered and they made a great deal of money.
他们到美国移民以后开了一家餐馆，赚了很多的钱。
But soon, a greed crept into the sister's heart. She began.Plotting to push her brother out of the partnership, and eventually succeeded.
但是不久以后呢，这个妹妹心里起了贪念，她就把哥哥给踢出合伙人，她最后得逞了。
Her brother became furious, and their relationship was broken beyond repair.
那哥哥非常的愤怒，两个人的关系从此决裂，无法挽回。
Who would have thought?Such a thing could happen between siblings raised in a Christian home.
谁能想到这是在一个基督徒家庭长大的兄妹之间发生的事呢？
Yet the litmus test of wealth exposed the hidden ugliness in the sister's heart.
然而，财富的时与试炼呢，揭示了妹妹内心中的丑陋。
There are two kinds of tests.
有两种测试。
Before we move further, let us first understand what lineage test means.
在我们下一步之前呢，我们先要明白一下什么是时与的试炼。
This term comes from the world of chemistry. It is a simple test used to reveal the nature of a substance, whether it is acidic or alkaline.
这个词是从化学里边出来的。 是一种简单的方式来验一个物质的酸碱的性质。
Lignin is a natural dye extracted from lichens. Acidic solution turned the blue lignin paper red, while an alkaline solution turned the red lignin paper blue.
石蕊是从地衣中提出来的一种天然的染料。 如果遇到酸性呢，它就显红色；碱性呢，就显蓝色。The
lignin paper itself doesn't create the acidity; it merely reveals what is already there.
这个试纸本身不会改变一个物质的特性，它只是用来测试这个物质的本质。In
the same way, light trial often serves as a spiritual lignin test. They don't create our character; they reveal it.
同理呢，人生的试验呢，不是因为遇到属灵的时与试验改变我们的性格，而只是被它显露出来了。Pleasure,
success, temptation, or suffering—these experiences simply expose what has been hiding in our heart all along.
不管是压力、成功。 试炼或者苦难，这些呢经历都会使我们心中其实真实存在的东西被显示出来。In
English, we often use lineage test metaphorically to mean a decisive test that reveals the true nature of something. But in Chinese, we actually have two distinct images.
在英文里呢。 这个lineage test 常被揭露真实的关键考验，但是在中文中有两种不同的意象。First
one, lineage test is a test of nature or character.
第一个呢，就石蕊的测试是对性物质本身性质的测试。The
second one is a touchstone test. It is a test of quality or purity.
第二种呢是试金石，是用这个品质和纯度的测试。A
touchstone is a piece of fine-grained dark sieve or jasper, formerly used for testing alloys of gold by observing the color of the dark of the mark which they make on it.
试金石是一种细粒的深色片岩或者碧玉，用来测试金的含金量。 或者是用来测试，根据它的流的痕迹颜色来测试它的纯度。The
Bible tells us that God tests us in both ways. Sometimes He reveals our nature, what we are truly made of. Other times He refines our quality, purifying and strengthening our faith, like gold tested by fire.
圣经告诉我们呢，神测试我们也通过这两个层面，他有时候揭露我们的本性，让我们看到自己本来的样式；有时候他熬炼我们的品格，如金子被火炼净以后，让信心更加纯粹坚定。The
these divine tests are not meant to destroy us, but to refine us, help us become vessels that reflect God's heart.
这种属天的试炼，不是用来消灭我们、打击我们，是为了炼净我们，成为他合用的器皿。If
God used tests to reveal and refine what is inside us, then we must ask, what exactly is being tested? What is at the core of our being that God so deeply examined?
既然神借着试炼来显明、炼净我们的内在，我们就应该问： 神所考验我们的到底是什么呢？他如此关切的核心是什么呢？
What is the heart?
什么是心呢？
Do you know? And in scripture, the heart represents the core of who we are, our thoughts, emotions, desire, motives, and will. It is not just about our feeling, but the control center of our spiritual life.
在圣经当中，心代表我们的核心，内心的核心，包括思想、情感、欲望、动机和意志。它不只是情感的所在，而是灵命生命中的控制中心。
The Bible often uses heart to describe the real person within, who we are before God, not who we appear to be before people. Outward behavior.Can be deceiving, but the heart tells the truth.
圣经常以心来描述我们真实内在的自我，是我们神面前的真我，而非在人面前的表现。外在的行为可以是伪装的，但内心却揭露真相。
The heart is where thoughts are formed, desires are born, and decisions and choices are made.Faith is conceived there, but so is sin.
心是我们思想形成的地方，是欲望诞生的地方，是做出决定和抉择的地方。信心是在那里孕育的，同时罪也是在那里萌生的。
The importance of the heart.
人心的重要性。
It is important to God.
是对神是重要的。
Because the heart is the core of who we are, it is what God looks at and evaluates. 1 Samuel 16 reminds us, men look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
因为心是我们整个人的核心，神看重的不在外表，而是我们的内心。
Outward appearance can deceive, but God sees what lies beneath.Our motive, desire, and true loyalty.
外貌呢可以啊、外边可以欺骗人，但神能看透我们的动机、我们的欲望和我们真正的忠诚。
God values what is unseen. Our words and action may fool others, but God searches motive, thoughts, and intentions. He measures not by how we appear.But by the posture of our heart, trust him.
神重视的是人看不见的部分。我们的言行可能可以欺骗别人，但是神检查我们的动机、我们的思想、我们的意图。他衡量的标准不是外表，而是我们的核心。
The heart is also very important to us.
心对我们也是重要的。
For our physical heart organ, if the heart stops,The person died.
如果我们的心停跳了，人就死亡了。
For us, the heart is important because Proverbs 4:23 say, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." And this is according to the New Living Translation.
对我们而言，心也是同样重要的。箴言4:23说到。你要竭力保守你的心，因为你的人生方向取决于你的心。
Everything we think, say, and do flow from the condition of our heart. If the heart is right, life flows rightly. If the heart is corrupt, everything else becomes distorted.
我们的思想、所说、所行的一切，都取决于心里的状况。人心若正确呢，生命就有正确的方向；心若败坏，一切就随之扭曲了。
Moreover, saving faith arises from the heart. Romans 10 say, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart, not in your head, that God raises Jesus from the dead, you will be saved."
此外，叫人得救的信心出自于心。 罗马书十章九到十节说，你若口里认识耶稣为主，心里相信，不是头脑信神，叫耶稣从死里复活，就必得救。
Salvation comes from a regenerated new heart.
得救源于重生的信心。
Many people decide to believe in the Lord after rational analysis. Now, it is a good thing that they do not believe blindly. But merely agreeing with the biblical truth in the mind is not enough.
许多人决志信主是经过很多理性的分析以后才决定的。虽然他们不盲目相信这件事是好的，但仅仅在头脑上认同圣经的真理是不够的。
Saving faith does not arise from intellectual consent, but from a new heart which is created by the Holy Spirit through regeneration.
得救的信心呢，不出于理智的同意，而是出于一颗被圣灵感动重生的新的心。
The word of God is like a seed, but this seed requires God to impart life before it can germinate.
神的道就像一颗种子，但这个种子并神赋予生命以后才能萌芽。
A few years ago, I tried to grow some vegetable. I find out a lot of the seed don't germinate.
几年以前我想要种点蔬菜，才发现很多种子都不发芽。
When germination happens, when regeneration happens, we get a new heart that can respond to God, know the need to repent, and is given the saving faith to believe into the Lord unto salvation.
当重生发生的时候，我们就得到一个能够回应神的信心，能认识到我们自己是有罪之人，需要悔改。并蒙得救的信心来信靠主以致得救。
God searches, tests, and refines our heart.
神检查试炼人的心。
If the heart is the core of who we are, then it is no wonder that God pays such close attention to it.
如果心是我们整个人的核心的话，难怪神是非常关注我们的心的。
The Bible tells us that the Lord not only sees our actions, but He searches our heart and mind to reveal what truly lies within.
圣经告诉我们，神不仅看我们的行为，他也检查我们的心思意念，显明我们里面真正的光景。
He doesn't test us to find out something He doesn't know, but so that we may know ourselves as He sees us.And be refined through the process.
他试炼我们，并不是因为他不知道我们真正的光景，他只是想让我们自己看到我们需要被洁净。
The Scripture repeatedly affirms that God searches our heart and mind because our inner life matters deeply to Him.
是你看呢？圣经里边很多多次的说，神要炼净我们的心。因为他要使我们得洁净。
Jeremiah 17 declares, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, to give every man according to his way. Nothing in our heart, no motive, no hidden thoughts escape his gaze.
耶利米书十七章十节说到，我耶和华是鉴察人心，试炼人肺腑的，要照个人所行的报应他。
King David understood this truth well. So in Psalm 139, he said, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
旧约里大卫深知这一道理，他在诗篇139章23到24节中说道，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，炼净我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
David was asking for God's examination of his spiritual condition, so his heart could be aligned with God's will.
大卫求神来检查他的属灵的光景，使他这样呢，他的心可以与神的旨意相符。
David taught the same lesson to his son Solomon. He said, "Serve God with a loyal heart and willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts."
大卫也用同样的真理教导他的儿子所罗门。在圣经里说，大卫说，你当以诚心乐意侍奉耶和华。因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。
Sadly, Solomon later strayed from the right path, proving that even a man with great wisdom, one may still go astray if he doesn't guard his heart.
大where are you?
好悲的是，
可悲的是，所罗门后来偏离了正道，证明人即使有极大的智慧，若不谨守自己的内心，也会误入歧途。
The testing of our heart is also a refining process. Proverbs 17 says, "The crucible is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart, just as fire exposes impurities in the metal."Trial exposes what still needs to be purified in us.
神鉴察人心的目的，也要炼净我们。箴言十七章三节说到：“鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，唯有耶和华试炼人心。火能显出金的杂质，试炼也能显出我们里面有需要被洁净的地方。”
God's goal in testing our heart is not to condemn us, but to transform us, to bring forth sincerity, humility, and truth in the inward parts.
神试炼的目的不是为了定我们的罪，而是要改变我们，要我们里面产生真诚、谦卑，然后看到内心的真实。
When God shows us what is wrong inside, He invites in repentance and renewal.
当神让我们看到自己真正的内心的时候，他要我们悔改更新。
If the purpose of searching and examining our heart is not to condemn us, but to refine our heart and transform us, then what is God's ultimate purpose in doing all this?
倘若鉴察我们内心的目的不是定我们的罪，而是要炼净我们的内心，改变我们。那神最终的目的是什么呢？
The answer is, God wants to turn us into men after His own heart.
最后的答案是，神要改变我们，成为合他心意的人。
Every ruler of Israel faced moments that test the true nature of his heart. Saul and David.Israel's first two kings both underwent divine litmus tests.
以色列的每一位君王啊，都经历过他们内心真实光景的考验。扫罗和大卫，以色列的前两位君王，都经历过神设下的试验。
These tests did not come in the laboratory, but in real life. Circumstances that exposed what ruled within them, faith.Or fear, humility or pride, obedience or self-will.
这些实验不是在实验室里进行的，而是在现实生活真正的处境当中，揭露掌管他们内心的是信心还是恐惧，是谦卑还是骄傲，是顺服还是顺从己意。
Saul's first test came when he was told to wait for Samuel before offering sacrifice.Pressured by fear and impatience, he crossed the line of priestly authority and took matters into his own hand.
扫罗的第一次试炼发生在撒母耳吩咐他在献祭之前必须等候先知的到来，在撒母耳上十三章，他因为害怕和不耐烦，他越权行事自己献祭。
What seemed like a small, even reasonable action. reveal a heart ruled by anxiety and self-confidence rather than trusting God.
表面上似乎看起来是一件很小、微不足道的事情，是甚至是合乎常理的一个举动，但是他真正的显出他内心的焦虑和顺从己意，而非信靠神。
His next test came when he was summoned to completely destroy the Amalekites. Saul spared King Agag and the best livestock, excusing his disobedience as a religious zeal to sacrifice to the Lord.
接下来他的试炼，当神吩咐他要灭尽亚玛力人的时候，撒罗却留下了亚甲王与上好的畜牧，并且呢，他给自己找借口说他要献给耶和华。
Now that failure revealed a deeper disease, rebellion disguised as devotion.
这次的失败呢，揭露了一个更深的病根，那就是以敬虔为外衣，实际上是悖逆。
Then came the song of women praising David. Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s.
之后，他听到妇女们唱歌赞美大卫，说：“扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万”的时候
，jealousy, pride, and insecurity boiled to the surface. Saul's need for recognition, popularity, and control.Consumed him. He could not bear David overtaking him and pursued to have David killed on multiple occasions.
于是嫉妒、骄傲和不安在他的内心中翻腾。扫罗就他渴望认可，他渴望名望和掌控。这样的渴求呢，就吞噬了他。他以至于无法忍受大卫超越自己。他想要多次置大卫于死地。
The linen paper turned dark. Saul's heart was far from God.
这试金石已经证明他的心已经变黑，他的心已经远离神了。
Well, in contrast, David's greatest failure began after he had firmly established himself as king of Israel. Life grew comfortable and complacent.
相比之下呢，大卫最大的失败。在于他稳坐王位的时候，成为以色列王后，生活变得安逸而懒惰。
Then came the litmus test. Temptation arose, stirring lust within him and drawing him into a vortex of adultery, deceit, and murder.
这时候试金石的试验来到他，试炼出现的时候，导致他内心涌出情欲。的诱惑让他步入通奸、欺诈以及谋杀的漩涡。
For months, David lived as though nothing had happened, convincing himself that he could bury his sin and move on.
数月之久呢，大卫依旧过着若无其事的生活。他已经说服他自己可以这样埋葬罪孽，可以继续正常生活。
But God would not allow him to harbor sin and live an unrepentant life.
但是神不允许他在这种心藏着罪恶、不肯悔改的生活中。
So God sent prophet Nathan with a parable that pierced David's defense. You are that evil man.
于是神差遣先知拿单，以比喻的方式揭露了大卫的防线。说你就是那个恶人。
In that moment, the test was complete. The truth of David's heart was revealed.
在那一时候的测验的结果出现了，大卫心中真正的光景被曝光。
The difference between Saul and David was not that one sinned and the other didn't, but that one hardened his heart while the other humbled it.
扫罗与大卫不同的地方，不是因为有一个没有犯罪，而是他们有一个用心来拒绝神，一个谦卑降服于神。
From a human point of view, Saul's offenses may appear to be minor. Ritual mistakes, leadership lapses, and narrow-mindedness. While David's crime were felony of passion, craftiness, and murder.
从人的角度看呢，扫罗的罪似乎是轻罪，他只是礼仪上的错误、领导的失误，或者是有点心胸狭窄。而大卫的纵是罪作，重罪，因为他情欲，狡猾，到以至于谋杀。
Yet God judges not by degree, but by the depth of sin. Saul's lesser sin sprang from a rebellious heart, but David's greater sin ended in repentance.
然而神看罪，神看罪是罪的深度，而不是程度。扫罗的轻罪呢，是取于悖逆的心；大卫的罪重罪呢，却以悔改收场。
Saul's pattern was consistent: disobedient, followed by self-justification and blame shifting.
扫罗的行为一贯如此，他违命以后被为自己辩护，找借口推卸责任。
When confronted, he rationalized, I forced myself to offer the sacrifice. The people spared the animals. These excuses show that he feared losing faith more than losing God's favor.
当先知责备他的时候，他就给自己找借口说，我们勉强自己献祭，又说百姓留下了牲畜。这些借口显示他怕失去人的尊重，他怕人的面子，多于畏惧神。
David's transgressions were far greater. He took another man's wife and orchestrated that man's death.
大卫的罪更为严重，他偷窃了别人的妻子，又设计把他的丈夫杀掉。
Yet when Nathan confronted him, David uttered no defense, only confession.
当先知拿单责备他的时候，他没有为自己辩解，只是承认我得罪了耶和华。
I've sinned against the Lord.
我得罪了耶和华。
Psalm 51 records David's broken heart crying for cleansing, renewal, and spirit restoration.
诗篇第五十一章记录了大卫悔改的心声，求神洁净更新，并恢复他里面的圣灵。
He confessed, I know my transgressions against you. You only have I sinned.
他承认，我知道我的过犯，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。
David realized that his greatest offense was not against Bathsheba or Uriah, but against God himself.
大卫明白，他最大的得罪不是对伯士巴或者乌利亚，而是对神自己。
David understood that sin was not an event, but an innate nature. Surely I was sinful at birth, he said, and only God could create a clean heart within me.
大卫看见罪不仅是一件事，而是一种与生俱来的本性。我在罪孽中里生，诗篇五十一章五节，唯有神在他里面创造一颗清洁的心。
Even today, we have seen respected Christian leaders whose hidden sin were eventually exposed.
在当今的年代，我们仍看到一些备受尊重的属灵领袖，他们隐藏多年的罪被揭露。
A few weeks ago, you may have heard in the news, a very famous pastor of a mega church in America was taken into custody. He was sentenced to prison and handcuffed.
几个星期以前，你也许听到一个在教牧里边很有名的一个大教会的牧师被抓了，被关进监狱。
For something inappropriate that he did decades ago.
是因为他多年以前犯的罪。
Okay, now these people may have stopped their sinful acts long ago, yet never came clean before God or genuinely sought forgiveness from their victims.
也许他们早已停止这种犯罪。 但是他们自己没有在神面前坦白，也没有真诚地向受害者认罪。But
the scripture warns us, be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32:23.
圣经在民数记里告诉我们说，你们的罪必追上你们。God
would rather uncover sin publicly and let his servant perish privately. He exposes sin in order to redeem.
神宁可让人的罪被公开揭露，也不愿让他的仆人在隐秘中灭亡。他揭露罪行是为了拯救。When
confronted by God, Saul and David took opposite roles.
当被神责备的时候，大卫和扫罗。 有完全相反的反应。
Saul chose rebellion. He hardened his heart, justified himself, and blamed others. His pride became the chain that dragged him into paranoia, despair, and finally destruction. The man who once stood tall ended up falling on his own sword.
扫罗选择叛逆。 他让自己的心刚硬，为自己辩护，并责备别人。他的骄傲成为他颈上的锁链，最终把他拉入猜疑、绝望、自毁之中。这位曾经高大英武的国王，最终倒在自己的刀下。David
chose repentance. He came clean before God, admitted his guilt, and sought mercy. His confession opened the door to restoration. God forgave him, refined him through discipline, and still called him a man after my own heart.
大卫则选择悔改，他在神面前坦诚自己的罪，寻求怜悯。他的认罪为复兴开了门，神赦免了他，借着管教炼净他，最后神称他为
To understand why Saul and David ended up on such different paths, let us look at the four degrees of conviction of sin that reveal the heart's true response.
为了明白如何大卫、扫罗走向两个截然不同的道路，让我们来看看人对罪觉醒的四个层次。这四个层次 揭示了人心在罪恶面前的真实的反应。Now
this table is very important, perhaps the key part of this sermon today.
这是今天的精华。You
don't need to take a picture. The sermon PDF will be sent to everyone through the church WhatsApp group.
David 说：“你不需要照照片，你可以自教会的 PDF 全部下载。”
Okay, the first degree is very sorrow. It's sorry. We all say easily, "Sorry, I did that."
第一个层面就是只是抱歉，就是在情绪面前承认错误，流于表面。
It is just an emotional acknowledgement of wrong. Often superficial.
只是在表面上承认错。
Then you go a little bit deeper. The next degree is regret, feeling bad about consequence, but not about sin itself.
再往深层走一点是觉得遗憾，对罪的这个后果感到有点难过，但是不是对罪本身感到伤心。
Okay, then the next deeper level is remorse. It is deep sorrow without change. Guilt dominates.
再往深走一点是懊悔，深感痛苦，并无法改变现实，被罪恶感控制了。
And finally, is the last degree is repentance. It is turning away from sin, trust God with a changed heart.
最后呢是悔改，是心意更新，离弃罪归向神。
Saul felt sorry and remorseful, but never repented. David's repentance, by contrast, led him to worship and restoration.
扫罗感到抱歉和懊悔，但是没有真正的悔改。相反，大卫的悔改呢，让他回到敬拜和更新之中。
As the Apostle Paul later said, "Godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted."
正像使徒保罗在圣经中说，依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔，以致得救。
It was not the size of their sin that separated Saul and David, but the posture of their heart after sinning. God is still searching hearts today, not to condemn, but to reveal, heal, and refine.
区分保罗和大卫不是在于他们的罪的大小，而是于对犯罪以后心的反应。如今神在检查人心，不是为了定罪，而是为了显明医治，炼净人心。
So what can we learn from this stories?
那我们从这功里边学到什么功课呢？
We must remember that God still tests hearts today, not to condemn us, but to reveal what is inside and purify us.
我们一定要警醒，神现在依旧试炼我们，不是为了谴责我们，为了揭示我们的内心，净化我们。
Every test, every trial, every temptation become God's instrument to expose what we truly trust in.
每一个考试，每一个试炼，每一个诱惑，都是神用来显明我们真正相信对象的工具。
When our hidden motives, fear or pride surface, God is not surprised. He already knows what is there.
当我们隐藏的动机、恐惧和骄傲浮出水面的时候，神不惊讶，因为他早已经知道。
He allowed this litmus test so that we might see ourselves as He sees us and turn us to Him for cleansing.
他允许这些时与试验发生，是让我们自己看到他眼中的样式，并要求他来洁净我们。
The question is not whether we will fail a test, but how we will respond after we fail. Will we harden our heart like Saul, or humble ourselves like David?
关键是我们会。关键的是我们不是我们会不会失败，而是失败以后我们该如何反应，是像扫罗一样让自己的心肠刚硬，还是像大卫一样虚心的悔改。
From generation to generation, God continued to look for people after his own heart, men and women who long not for power, fame or success, but for God.
自古以来，神一直在寻找合他心意的人，那些不追求名利、成功，而是渴慕神自己的人。
To be after God's heart means to desire what He desires, to love what He loves, and to obey Him wholeheartedly, even when it costs something.
所谓合神心意，就是渴望他所渴望的，爱他所爱的。并且愿意付出代价。
David was not perfect, but he was pursuing the heart of God. His repentance opened the way for restoration and intimacy with God.
大卫自己并不完美，但是他追求神的心，他的悔改使他得以恢复与神亲密的关系。
Saul, on the other hand, wanted the approval of man more than the favor of God. This is the ultimate difference between religion and relationship. God does not delight in our performance, but in an honest and yielded heart.
相反，扫罗是在意人的称赞，而非神的喜悦。这就是宗教和真正与神关系的差别。神不喜欢人外表的表现，他喜欢一颗诚实降服的心。
The conclusion.
结局。
The litmus test of life will come to every one of us. It may appear through success, failure, temptation, or hardship. But its purpose is the same, to reveal the true condition of our heart before God.
人生的时与设宴呢，会临到我们每一个人。它可以通过成功、失败、试炼或困苦出现，但它的目的都是一样的，是要我们显明我们在神面前的真实光景。
When the Lord tests us, it is not to destroy us, but to refine us like God. Go.
当神试炼我们的时候，不是为了毁灭我们，是要像炼金一样炼净我们。
If He exposes sin, it is to invite repentance.
倘若他揭露罪行，是要呼召我们悔改。
If He allows pleasure, it is to purify faith.
如果他允许压力临到，是要炼尽我们的信心。
The worst failure is not to fall, it is refuse correction and stay in pride.
最大的失败呢，不是跌倒，而是拒绝被纠正，仍然骄傲。
But when we confess our sin,and turn to God, He is faithful to forgive, cleanse, and renew our hearts.
当我们承认自己的罪，回转到他面前的时候呢，他是信实，他必赦免我们，洁净我们，更新我们的心。
So let us pray like David.
让我们一起像大卫一样祷告。
Search me, O God, and know my heart.Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，炼净我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Let us have a closing prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, you are the God.Who searches and knows our heart. We thank you that your testing is not to shame us, but to refine us and perfect us.
亲爱的天父，你是鉴察人心的神。我们感谢你，因为你试炼我们不是为了来羞辱我们，是为了熬炼我们，使我们变得像你的样式。
Like David, we confess that our hearts are often divided.Distracted and defiled.
像大卫一样，我们承认自己的心常常分裂、分心、被污秽。
Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us.
求你为我们制造一颗清洁的心，让我们里面重新有正直的灵。
Help us to walk humbly before you, quick to repent.And not to harden our heart.
求你帮助我们在你的面前谦卑行走，快快的悔改，不让自己的心刚硬。
When we face the litmus test of life, may our faith be found genuine, our love be sincere, and our obedience complete.
当我们面对人生的时与测试的时候，愿我们的信心被显为真。我们的爱真诚，我们的顺服完全。
Teach us to treasure you above all else, that we may truly become people after your own heart.
教导我们以你为至宝， 好使我们成为真正合乎你心意的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
This ends our sermon today, and Sister Alice will lead us in a response song.